Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Water by God podcast. Okay, Water by God podcast. Y'all, I feel so good today. Tell me what y'all think about this. Shake, 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 water by God. Shake the devil off, water by God. Shake, 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 water by God. Shake the devil off, water by God. Y'all, I be remixing everything. Remixing everything. We putting water by God to everything. My AirPod done came out. See, look at that. Shake the devil off in the name of Jesus. The devil probably was in my AirPods. Y'all, my ear pods, I mean, y'all, let me tell y'all, the devil is working already. My camera is trying to go out already. It's saying battery dying already. So I got some charging. If we have to change over, we will. And if we have to pause it, we will. It's all right. We're gonna keep moving. Anyhow, y'all, today we talking about shaking the devil off because we're talking about Daniel in the lion's den. And even though it has nothing to do with shake the devil off, I just felt that in my spirit. Amen. Amen. But y'all, I feel so good today. I feel so rested. I haven't really been on social media all this week or anything. I've just been resting in the presence of God. I just got off a 10-day fast, a Daniel fast, the other Daniel fast, not the fruits and vegetable fast, but the other one, just vegetables. Amen. And I feel so good, y'all. That fast was so hard, but to God be the glory, because vegetables, it limits you. It really does. It limits what you can eat. And I love that, but I didn't love it at the moment. But to God be the glory. I feel so good. I feel so good. And so it's only up from here. I can't wait to see what God has in store. I'm actually about to get ready to go on a 40-day fast, getting ready for Easter. Y'all, the Lord be with me. Amen. I hope y'all do the same. Do some type of fast for Easter, you know. But let's get into the word, because I don't know how this camera gonna act. Y'all, we will be talking about Daniel in the lion's den today. I'm so excited. I've been waiting for this one for a while, and I just felt like today was the perfect time, the perfect day to talk about it, because there's so much power in the story of Daniel. It proves God's peace, God's understanding, God's protection. It just proves so much, y'all. As y'all can see, I hate that you can hear that airplane in the background, but as y'all can see, I got my hair done for those that are watching on YouTube. I feel blessed and highly favored. I got my hair done for my pastor anniversary, excuse me. So for those that are in town, y'all come to Take It By Force Ministries. You can DM me where we're having our services. I'll let y'all know. But yeah, that's coming up. And I'm so excited for that. But let's hop on into the word, and we're going to pray. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for this lesson on today. I thank you for your podcast on this beautiful morning, God, this day that you have made. God, we will rejoice and be glad in it. Father, I ask that you pour your spirit out on this podcast, God, like never before. God, empty me out, God, to your people, God, that they may receive everything that you have for them on today, God. And then fill me back up after this is all said and done, God. Hide me behind the cross, God. Say nothing of myself, but only you, God. And may I be used as a willing sacrifice, God. This is your body, God. May I be used as your hands and feet, God, and as your mouth, God. My mouth, but Lord God, your words, God. My heart, Lord God, but your, Lord God, thoughts and emotions and everything that comes out, may it be of you, God. I ask that you bless those that are listening on the other side, that they may receive all that they need on today, God, that depression will not take over, God, and everything that the enemy has been throwing against them, God. Whoever is in the den, God, I bind it in the name of Jesus, that they shall and they will come out, God. And I thank you that they have the victory, and we give you all the glory and all the honor and praise. And it's in Jesus' name that the blood shall be with them. Amen. Amen. Y'all, I feel the Holy Ghost on today. God, I feel so good in the name of Jesus. Y'all, let me tell y'all, for those that are like, you're late. No, I'm not. I'm right on time in the name of Jesus. Some of y'all don't even listen to the podcast until after 3 days or maybe even a week. It's people still listening to the first podcast, or I ain't even listened to it yet. So, ooh, y'all, my camera's dying fast. I know I'm going to have to end up stopping, but it's okay. To God be the glory. But y'all just bear with me. If that does happen, I'm going to pause it. I'll probably find somewhere to stop if y'all hear me trying to stop it that's probably what I'm doing. But let's go ahead and get into the word. So today we're going to be coming from Daniel chapter 6. And y'all, it's so much in this chapter, but what I'm going to do, we're going to break it down because I want to make sure that everybody gets a full understanding of how this chapter went and everything that was said and everything that Daniel did. I want to make sure that for people that don't really understand the story, don't understand what's really going on, especially for my new people in Christ and never even heard of the story of Daniel, we want to make sure we break everything down. So I got my Bible, y'all. That's how holy I feel. I got my Bible today. I ain't reading off my phone. I got my Bible. All right. So verse 1, chapter 6, it says, "It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 satraps to be over the whole kingdom, and over these three governors of whom Daniel was one, that the satraps might give account to them so that the king would suffer no loss." So right here, King Darius is the king at this time, and he placed 120 basically people under the governor. So there's three governors. Dan was a governor, and then you have the 120 people under the governors that were in charge over the kingdom. And so Dan was somebody big in the kingdom. Okay, he had power and authority. And so we're going to continue reading. It says, "Then this Daniel distinguished himself above the governors and satraps because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king gave thought to setting him over the whole realm. So the governors and satraps sought to him to find some charge against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could not find no charge or fault because he was faithful, nor was there any error or fault found in him. Then those men said, 'We shall not find any charge against this Daniel unless we find it against him concerning the law of his God.' So these governors and satraps thronged before the king and said thus to him, 'King Darius, live forever. All the governors of the kingdom, the administrators and satraps, the counselors and advisors have consulted together to establish a royal statute and to make a firm decree that whoever petitions any god or man for 30 days, except you, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions.'" And then we read down, and it says, "Now, O king, establish the decree and sign the writing so that it may cannot be changed according to the law of the Medes, the Persians, which does not alter. Therefore, King Darius, sign the written decree." So let me break this down so far, y'all. So what happened is Daniel, as I said, was a governor. You got the other governors and the other 120 people. They came together, so they said. And they basically tried to find fault at Daniel. They were so angry. They, Daniel had the favor of God, right? He just had favor with the king because he just did what he was supposed to do. He was blameless, right? And so they were so jealous. They said, let us find something against Daniel. And they couldn't. Anything he did in the kingdom, they couldn't because it was good. Everything he did was good. Everything he touched that was good. Everything he said was good. Everything, he was blameless, right? So they're like, okay, we need to find another way. And it's going to be concerning the God that he serves. So they go to the king, King Darius, and they're like, "King Darius, we think that you're so worthy. Like, you're so powerful. And we feel like anybody that doesn't praise you for the next 30 days, they should be put in the lion's den. Anybody that prays anybody other than you, any other God other than you, we want to put them in the lion's den." And so King Darius, not thinking anything of it, he's like, okay, all right, I agree. Let's do it. And so he signs a law that he can't goes back on. And so if we read some more, it says, "Now then Daniel knew that the writing was signed. He went home, and in his upper room with his windows open toward Jerusalem, he knelt down on his knees three times that day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as was his custom since early days. Then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. And they went before the king and spoke concerning the king's decree. 'Have you not signed a decree that every man who petitions any god or man within 30 days, except you, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions?' The king answered and said, 'This thing is true according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which does not alter.' So they answered and said before the king that Daniel, who was the one of the cactus from Judah, does not show regard to you, O king, for the decree that you have signed, but makes his petition three times a day." So these people, right, they went and made this law. Then they knew that Daniel was going to be faithful to God. So they go It said they assembled themselves and they go and they basically spy on Daniel and they find him praying to God three times a day. Not once, not twice, but three. Daniel said, I'm going to elevate this. I'm going to go 10 times higher. I made a heap be turned up. Okay. And so he goes and he continues and they find him and they go back and they snitch. Right. But it's not really a snitch. It's just them trying to get Daniel in trouble into the lion's den. And so they go and tell the king and the king basically says, okay. And we're going to read down. But basically they just wanted to snitch. So let me continue reading. It says, and the king, when he heard these words, was greatly displeased with himself and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him. And he labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him. Then these men approached the king and said to the king, know, O king, that is the law of the Medes and Persians, that no decree or statute which the king established may be changed. So the king gave the command and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. But the king spoke, saying to Daniel, your God whom you serve continually, he will deliver you. So you have King Darius, you have him here saying, telling Daniel, Daniel, you know what? I got to stick to my word. I got to be true. I didn't know it was going to go this way, but I know that the God that you serve is going to bring you out. He's going to be faithful to you. He's going to keep you. He's going to sustain you. He's going to give you everything that you need and some, so you don't have to worry about a thing, because I know that your God will deliver you whether I put you in this den or not. And he felt so bad. Later on, it says that his sleep was taken away from him. He fasted. He felt so bad. It was like he was sick, like he didn't know what to do. He knew that at this point he had went against God, but apparently it was all in God's will to show something, to prove a point later on down the line. And so when we continue reading, it says, now the king went to his palace and spent the night fasting, and no musicians were brought before him, and his sleep was taken from him. So later in verse 22, it says, my God sent his angel and shut the lions. So we go down. Right, I'm trying to fast forward all to get the story passed up so we can get into the point, right? So we fast forward, and the king, the next day, the next morning, I believe, he goes and he looks, he opens the den and he shouts out loud to Daniel and he says, Daniel, are you still there? And Daniel says, my God sent his angel and shut the lion's mouth so they cannot hurt me, because I was found innocent before him. And also, O king, I have done no wrong before you, right? And so Daniel was still found blameless. And so the king, he seen this. So Daniel was taken up out of the den with no injury, whatever was found on him, because he believed in his God. That's in verse 23. And later we see that in 24, y'all, I'm still trying to fast forward. The king gave the command and they brought those men who had accused Daniel and they cast them into the den of lions, them, their children, and their wives. And the lions overpowered them and broke all their bones in pieces before they ever came to the bottom of the den. Then in verse 26, I make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom, men must tremble and fear before the God of Daniel. That is what King Darius wrote, right? What he said to the people. And so he said, he delivers and rescues and work, and he works signs and wonders in heaven and on earth, who has delivered Daniel from the power of the lions. Y'all, this story is so powerful in so many ways. And that was just a summary. I really want y'all, or urge y'all, to go read this this story specifically for your own and get a better understanding. Everything I say, everything I mention on each podcast, don't just listen to it, but go and read it for yourself and understand it and study it and search it and find out what different things mean. Yes, I feel like I'm a very trustworthy person to listen to, but I want you to learn to seek God for yourself also, because don't ever get to a point where you just listen to everything I'm saying and the Lord may give you something else about what I'm saying. Not that it's wrong, but he may add more to your situation, what you need to hear for specifically your situation. And so study it, learn more about it. But as I said in the beginning, this story proves so much about God's faith, that God will not allow you to suffer in that den. And even though we may be tried by fire, even though we may get into the den, that does not mean God won't deliver us from out of the den. So Daniel's enemies made something up, their own rule just to see him be killed. He prayed to God even more. So there are many people that are listening on this podcast that your enemies, they're making stuff up. There are people around you that they just find any type of fault. Every time they see you, they may have an attitude. Every time they see you, they may be trying to plot against you. It seems like, yes, one day they're good. They're working with you. Then the next day they're working against you. And I speak to your situation, whatever that you're going through, that you will not be deceived by what man is saying to you, or you will not be confused by what is going on around you, but understand that God will use your enemies to be put below you. Yes, what it looks like is they're above you. Yes, it may look like they're getting the victory, but in the end, God is going to get the victory. God is going to get the victory over every situation. So, amen. Many times we may feel like that God is not being fair. God is allowing certain things around us to take place. But understand that everything that goes on in our life, it is for God to get the glory. Nothing that goes on is just for God to make you go through and suffer. No, everything that happens is to later show God's power, because like I mentioned one time before, everything is to show, reveal God's glory. If we didn't go through nothing, how can people understand and see that God is real? But God was able to show his power and show himself in this den to show that, yes, a lion is the most powerful thing, right? In the world, it can eat, right? Whom it may devour, right? But at the same time, God is so good, he's going to shut the mouth of the lion just to prove a point. God is going to shut the mouth of your enemy just to prove a point. Yes, your enemies may talk about you. Yes, your enemies may backstab you. Yes, you may be going through on your job. Yes, you may be going through in your relationship. Yes, you may be going through when you go, wherever you may go, whoever you may talk to. But God is going to use that very situation to turn it around for your good. Whatever you're going through, he's going to prove a point. That point is going to speak volume. That point is going to later set you up for greatness. That point is going to later set you up to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you could ever think, ask for, or imagine. Why? Because God is just that good. He's just that good to put you in the den to prove a point to your enemies that although what they thought was going to take place, it wasn't. It has no power. It can't. Amen. And so I have one point. It says God can turn your enemies' expectations of where they wanted to see you into where they're not and where they need to be. I'm going to say it again a little bit slower. God can turn your enemies' expectations of where they wanted to see you, where they thought that where you was going to be, where they thought they were going to put you, where they thought was going to be your death, where they thought was going to be your downfall, where they thought you were going to end up broke, where they thought you was going to end up brokenhearted, where they thought you wasn't going to come out on top, where they thought you was going to die of that sickness, where they thought you wasn't going to get that house, that car, that miracle, that job, that business, whatever it is. He's going to expose them right where they wanted it, where they wanted it for you. He's going to expose them where they're not and where they need to be. Why? Because it will remind them of their deliverance. I don't know who needs to hear this, but God is reminding your enemies of their deliverance in the midst of your faithfulness and your obedience. Many times people think that this whole story about the lion's den, Daniel in the lion's den, it has something to do about faith. I'm going to say it does. That's one way to look at it. Why? Because there's different ways to look at the scripture and look at God's word. There's different themes and things that you can get from different words, the same word, the same word. Somebody else may get something completely different, but faith has one portion and obedience has another portion. This is what we're talking about, the obedience of Daniel. So yes, Daniel could have did many things. He could have said many things, but he was obedient. He shut his mouth and he said, to God be the glory, for God I live and for God I will die. Whether that's in this den or not, he knew that he was going to be faithful to his God. And so whoever is watching this, you have to understand that regardless of what people is doing around you, you stand firm. You do what you have to do. You stay obedient to God and to God's word. Don't let anything that's going on in your season, anything that's going on in your heartbreak, anything that's going on in your family, regardless of what your family is saying. Some of y'all may be going through with family members. God is saying, be better than that. Be better than what they're saying. Be better than what they're saying that you are. But if you're living to the expectations of your enemies, then shall it be. If you're going to have a talk back every time they say something to you, then I guess you're not the Christian that they thought that you weren't. You're basically proving what they said that you weren't. You're proving to them what they already wanted to prove in the first place. But my boy Daniel, come here, Daniel. He said, no, I'm going to show y'all just how faithful I am to my God. And let me tell y'all, he turned the heat up when he found out. Let's go back to the scripture, y'all. When he found out, it said that Daniel knew. Verse 10. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went home. He said he knelt down on his knees, prayed 3 times that day, and prayed and gave thanks before his God. He gave thanks. He knew that he was going to get in trouble. He knew. It said he knew that they made the decree. He wasn't dumbfounded. He wasn't stupid. He did not know. He wasn't ignorant to anything. He knew that they signed the law, and he turned the heat up and said, matter of fact, if y'all catch me, y'all going to see me not praying once, but 3 times. 3 times. And he could have immediately thought, God, I'm praying to you for you to deliver me, and you don't put me in this den. No, he knew that he was going to be faithful to God to prove a point. So God, if you got to put me in the den to prove a point to my enemies, come on, y'all. God is saying he want to prove a point to your enemies. So if he placed you in the den, be humble enough to sit in that den and wait on the Lord, because he's going to shut the mouth of the lion, even in the midst of the very thing that people think is death. He's going to shut up death in the midst of your atmosphere. He's going to shut up everybody that's talking, everybody that think they're louder than the God that we serve. No, because our God is greater. Our God is stronger. Our God is mightier. He's going to shut up the mouth of the doctors. He's going to shut up the mouth of your enemies. He's going to shut up the mouth of the spirit of separation, of division. He's going to shut up the mouth of every person that backstabbed you and talk about you. He's going to shut up the mouth of the manager that won't stop talking about you or putting blame to you. Because why? You have to be found blameless. Daniel was found blameless. And God is saying, yes, many people can't make it out of that den. There's a reason why some of us can't make it out of the den, because they weren't blameless. Ask yourself. I ask myself all the time, am I blameless? What I'm going through, am I able to come out of this den? Am I able to go into the den? Hear me today, y'all. A lot of us cannot see God even in the den because we weren't holding up our portion. So what? That cause us to be in a point in a situation where we get fear, we get scared, because we know going into that den, we might not just make it out, because we weren't prepared to go in the den in the first place. We weren't living the life that was called before us. So now some of us may have been exposed in that den instead of being saved and blameless in that den. God is saying, prepare yourself. Y'all, we talk about it all the time on this podcast. We're going to go through things, but do not get caught up in what you're going through, but be blameless in what you're going through. Do not. Let me tell y'all. So we're going to walk this thing. We're going to walk it like a dog. We're going to talk about before, during, and after about Daniel. So before Daniel even went in, right? He prayed, right? He prayed 3 times or more. How many of you will pray even the more, turn the heat up when something is going bad, when they come to you and say, this is what happened? How many of you gonna stop in the tracks and complain, gonna worry, gonna call your mom, call your dad, call your boyfriend, call your pastor, call everybody but the name of Jesus? And God is saying, number one, that is the wrong thing to do. When you receive that bad grade, when you received and they talking about the money that you owe, when you have going through, when you go and you go to the doctor, first of all, you should have prayed the report of the Lord to be good before you even went into the doctor's office. You should have prayed before you even went into the emergency room. When you get on that phone to tell somebody how they hurt your feelings, you should have prayed even before then, so that you can speak with the presence of the Lord. Nobody we speak to should be without the Lord. That is what should have took place. But because you were blameful, you were full of blame, you stepped out. You stepped out of character, showing them that you acted a certain way, right? Because what Daniel could have done, y'all gotta forget me, this thing is sitting in my stomach. What Daniel could have done the very second, because we got to remember, y'all, going back to scripture, it said King Darius, he basically admired Daniel, right? He knew that Daniel was good. He had a thought in his mind to give Daniel the position that he wanted to give him, like a higher up position. He was already like the head of everybody, right? But he wanted to give him all the glory because of the God that he served. He knew that he served God, right? So when Daniel found out that the king was going to put him in this circumstance, he could have went full off on the king. He could have said, you know what? I thought we were better than that. I thought we were good. I thought I was your boy. I thought I was humble. But he humbled himself by keeping his mouth shut. He didn't say a thing to the king. He didn't say a thing. He was obedient. He said, you know what? Because of the God that I know, this is where faith comes in. He said, because of the God that I know that I serve, I'm going to get into this den not saying a word. And I'm going to prove to everybody. Well, God is going to prove to everybody that he is good and worthy to be praised. And so a lot of us, when situations happen, we prove to our enemies just who they thought that we were. When we're in the grocery store and we think we're calling ourselves Christians, but the second something happened and something pop off, you showing them exactly why you're not a Christian. Your family member that was talking about you, that was saying you not who you say you are and you this and you that, and when something pop off and you pop off at the mouth and you talking back and you doing this, for those that always get into it with their parents and you always got something to say to your parents, you're showing them exactly why you're the child that they thought that you are, because you're supposed to have something different. You're supposed to be blameless. When your teacher is giving you the grade and they say you not doing this and you not studying, well, are you studying? Are you doing what is required of you? Blameless in every situation, in every way. When your management is telling you something that you did, let me tell y'all, I'm gonna talk about myself and I'm gonna shame the devil. Yesterday I was on my job and I was playing with a ball, like it was like a squishy ball, and I was playing with it while there was kids in the room with me, y'all, and I got called back. I'm gonna say the truth and shame the devil. I ain't scared to talk about it, but basically, you know, I wasn't supposed to be playing, even though I had like, it wasn't, I won't say it was a bad, but it was just the fact that I didn't have my eyes on the children. I wasn't, you know, watching them like I should have, right? And so even some of you are in the midst of playing with things you got no business playing with. And so when that management said something to me, or when my lead said something to me, I could have said something back, right? But I was blameful. I was full of blame. I did something wrong. There was no reason for me to have something back. So when somebody is telling you about yourself, understand that it's probably more than likely something that you did, but you gotta be blameless and understand that everything that you're doing, you shouldn't be doing it. You shouldn't be doing it. You gotta walk into it knowing that you did nothing. Daniel knew that he had no blame. Could nobody say nothing? They literally had to make something up to just find fault. Right, fine fault, to make him be put in that lion's den. And so the enemy, God will use your enemy. See, also will use something, somebody closest to you, right? Because the King Darius, he knew. And Daniel knew that King Darius knew how he served God, right? And so that may have hurt Daniel, but he still did not say a mumbling word. It may be somebody close to you that is hurting your feelings, that you thought would never hurt you in a way that they did. But understand, it's because the devil used it. The devil used them. And God is going to use you to speak on behalf of what the devil couldn't do. You gotta understand that everything is to prove the devil wrong. So yes, people may talk about you, but that don't mean that you turn and you give them a reason to keep talking about you. No. You got all these different artists and famous people in the world, and when they love commenting on other people's comments, and it's like, why can't you just keep your mouth shut? You don't have to say anything about what people are saying about you, but yet here you are proving that you're all that you said that they are. Everything that they're, that didn't make sense. You are everything that they're saying that you are. So you're acting out of what they are calling you. Don't ever settle and speak on what somebody else is calling you. If your parent is calling you a disobedient child, are you disobedient? Are you speaking disobediently? Are you acting out of anger? Are you acting out of unforgiveness? Check yourself before you wreck yourself. What they say, check yourself before you wreck yourself. When you end up in that lion's den, if you end up in that lion's den, God will protect you. But God is going to protect the saved. He also is going to protect the unsaved and give us the chance to get it right. But you got to go in there knowing the God that you serve will deliver you. You cannot go in there angry. You cannot go into that den angry. Daniel did not go into that den angry. He went knowing that there was a purpose he was going and that God was going to deliver him from all evil. I'm speaking to you all today to let you know God is going to deliver you from evil. You just got to wait on the Lord. That's it. And be blameless in all that you do. And so when you let sin step in, not only will you get ate up spiritually, but naturally as well. And so These things are because later on down the line, it said that Daniel's enemies, the people that thought or they thought were going to kill and hurt Daniel, they ended up getting put in the den, and instead they got ate up. They got ate up, and they got ate up bad. Why? Because, like I said, God will turn your enemy's expectation of where they want to see you into their them being exposed of their deliverance that they needed. The devil is so focused on you that he forgot to him protect. The devil was so focused on you that he forgot to protect himself. What does that mean? The devil was so focused on Daniel. Those people around Daniel were so focused on him that they forgot to protect himself. They were so focused on putting him in the den that they forgot that they too can be put in that same den. And so God is going to use you to prove that point. The same people that are trying to put you in a situation to slander your name in a situation, God is going to turn it around. He's going to let the roles be reversed, and he's going to show you, no, this is where your deliverance is also going to come from. You got you trying to get on them, but your deliverance is going to be exposed too. Somebody's talking about you. Y'all ever see two people internet beef? That's what that looks like. You beefing with them, but guess what? They got beef with you. So now y'all both getting exposed. Exposed to where y'all aren't, because neither one of y'all are what y'all thought y'all that y'all were. And so God is saying, in this season, shut your mouth and let the devil be exposed. Let the devil get ate up naturally and spiritually. Why? Because the devil cared so much about you. Some of y'all ought to know that the devil is intimidated. You want to intimidate the devil. You ought to want to intimidate the devil, because the devil is fearful. When you got all this stuff going on in your life, understand that it's because the devil is angry. He is mad at you, baby, because you got some fire. You got some anointing in you. So the devil is coming for your head. And that's not by coincidence. It's because there's something in you greater. Greater is he in me than he that is in the world. So if there's greater in you, baby, there's going to be greater trials and tribulations around you. There's going to be some stuff that you go through, but you have to be able to expose the devil instead of the devil exposing you. I don't know who need to hear that, but I'm going to say it again. You ought to expose the devil instead of the devil exposing you. You cannot afford in this season to be exposed, because God is going to expose everybody that think they're not, that think that they are, and show them that they're not. Baby, humble yourself. Humble yourself, because everything that we go through is to show us that we need humbling. We're not where we think that we are. We're not that. But God is still delivering us in the midst of our enemies. God is placing us higher than the midst of our enemies. The Bible says he'll use our enemies as a footstool. I don't know about you, but I want that. And not to be cocky, not to not be humble, but I'm saying it's so much that we go through on a daily basis, y'all. We all are going through something, but that don't mean we have time to argue with the devil. We're not doing that. We're not doing that. We have no time to argue with the devil. We're only going higher, because why? You're going to get caught up in arguing with the devil, and God is going to expose you what you're doing. We got to learn to stop looking left and right what everybody else is doing. No, it's not about what everybody else is doing. You just do what you're supposed to do, and God will do the rest. Amen. Amen. So be blameless and understand that God will eat up everything. Not God will eat up. I'm sorry, y'all. Not only will you get eat up spiritually, but naturally as well if you're not careful. So you have to be careful and do what you're supposed to do and not what everyone else is doing around you. Do not live to the expectations of men, but live to the expectations of God. So no wrong was found on Daniel because he trusted God. He trusted God. And as I said earlier, Daniel could have acted out of emotion and fear. And a lot of us, for example, everything that's going on in the world, we could be the ones to say, right, if they say not to worship God right now, we're going to be the ones to go off and rumble and ramble and keep talking and maybe get our biggest gun or whatever y'all want to talk about, right? Whatever way your fight looks like, and be mad saying they shouldn't be doing this. Y'all see everything that's going on in the world. We got people talking so much now. But God is saying, just hush your mouth and pray about it. Talking about it is going to do nothing. Hush your mouth and pray. Pray and watch God do what he needs to do and expose the devil. He's going to expose the devil, but you too will get exposed if the devil is in you and you ain't doing nothing but talking. Let God do that power. Let God. But we got to trust God and say, God, for you, everything will be done. And so, God, if you have to let all these things take place, I trust you. I trust you, God, to deliver me. I trust you, God, to deliver me and everything that's going on. That brings peace alone. That brings real peace when you know everything that's going on, when you know that you can get on a plane and although everything on that plane and everything in the world is going on with planes, no, the plane that I'm getting on is going to be covered under the blood of Jesus. Why? Because I'm going to anoint it from the front to the back. You got to be that type of person instead of having the fear. And you also better know that if anything happened to that plane, you're covered under the blood of Jesus. Okay, so what does that mean? You know that to heaven is where you're going to go because you lived a blameless life like Daniel. Daniel knew if he died in that den, he did everything that he was supposed to. He was blameless. He didn't say nothing. His last words wasn't cussing the king out. His last words wasn't saying everybody deserves to die. His last words wasn't saying I'm this and I'm that and how dare y'all. I'm the person that deserves to live. He didn't do all of that. He let his actions speak louder than his words. And so whatever you're going through, you got to let your actions speak louder. Let your actions speak louder than your mouth. All that talking, it doesn't deserve to come out of your mouth. The Bible says we're not to praise ourselves anyway. Let somebody else say that. And so King Darius was that somebody else. Daniel didn't have to say, I'm faithful to you. I'm done this and I've done that and I serve a faithful God and this, that. No, he didn't have to say a word. His actions spoke louder because he said, you know what? I'm getting it into this den. I ain't going to say nothing. I'm going to just sit here and I'm going to let the God that I serve show himself. And so let the God that we serve show. We give the devil too much credit, more than he deserves, because we act out of anger. And God is just wanting to show himself. That's all. God is just wanting to reveal his power. But how can God reveal his power if we're revealing the power out of our mouth? If we're saying everything, it's like it leaves no room. It's like somebody talking about a movie or talking about a book that they read, and they're speaking to somebody else that's never seen that movie or never read that book. You're saying too much. They can't even see the full power behind the book or the movie because you done told it all. And that will upset somebody, y'all. I know people that really get upset when people do that, because let them see for themselves. And God is saying the same thing. Shut your mouth. Everything doesn't deserve to be talked about. Shut your mouth and let God get all the glory, get all the credit. And what I'm going through, God had to show me that as well. Alicia, you have to learn to be quiet and let them see me for themselves. Let them see me for themselves. Even if it doesn't come out of your mouth, let your actions speak louder. So whoever is watching this or listening to this, let your actions speak louder. If you say that you are, let God show that in his actions, not yours. Because everything that we're doing is supposed to be out of God's actions anyway. So those looking from the outside in wouldn't have believed in the God that he served because his actions were against God, but he was blameless. So they didn't have nothing to say against Daniel anyway. And so he had no fault before the den, during the den, and after the den. And so if we talk about after the den, he didn't cuss the king out for the devil using him. He could have said many things. And so many times when you have altercations, understand that the devil used the person who admires you to put you in harm's way. But in the end, God will shine his light, that person will have to respect the God that's in you. Y'all, some of y'all, I speak it, that you will get the apology that you deserve, or you will get everything that God has in store for you. Why? Because if you're blameless and if you're at fault like you think that you are, then you don't have to say anything, and God will use the person that was speaking against you, or use the people that were talking about you, or whatever situation you're going through. He will shut that mouth of the lion so that God can show himself and God will get the glory, and so that everything will shine light on the person that God is in. If God is in you, God will shine his light and they will have no choice but to respect the God that's in you. But if God is not in you, then the devil, the God will still shine his light, but the devil's light will be exposed at that point. The devil's hand over you will be exposed because you had nothing good to say about the God that we serve. All you was doing was talking about God, but you wasn't showing God. The very chance you had to show the unsaved, you was acting a fool. The very time you had the chance to prove yourself, you was acting crazy. The very chance you had to prove yourself, you weren't wearing what you were supposed to wear. The very chance, y'all, you have to always understand as well, too. God has been dealing with me about modesty, because you never know who you're going to turn. You never know who you're going to run into. And so for us to call ourselves Christians, if we look all any type of way, even wearing bonnets, we got to show ourselves. Like, I know many people feel like the way you carry yourself may not be important. No, it is very important. Even when you go to the grocery store, have some care about the way that you look, because when you come into contact, they ought to see the glow of God, not the spirit of laziness, that you can't take care of yourself, that you don't know how to look good inside and out. Come on, somebody. But you got to have some care about yourself. Why? Because this is the Lord's temple. This is the Lord's temple. So have care about how you look when you go out. Amen. But when you have altercations, understand that God will shine his light and they will have no choice but to respect the God that's in you. So Daniel could have responded many ways, but all he simply said was it was his God that protected him. When he came out, he said to God be the glory. He also looked at the king and said, you know what? I had nothing against you and I never did anything before you. That is why God delivered me. And the king Darius, all he could say was, everybody, we're going to serve Daniel God. We're going to serve the God that Daniel served because this very reason. And so somebody is waiting. God is waiting to prove his power in your life so that other people may serve the God that you serve. But you can't allow them to serve the God that you serve, if that makes sense. So whatever God that you're serving, if it's not our God, the God, then they're going to serve whatever God that you are serving, whether that's the God of anger, whether that's the spirit of anger, the spirit of depression, the spirit of whatever spirit that you're struggling with, idolization, whatever that is, whatever that looks like, whatever you're worshiping, the power of social media, whatever you're worshiping, they too will worship that same thing. So if you're arguing on social media or you're doing things on social media, you have no business, guess what? The enemy is going to come and it's just going to get 10 times higher, 10 times worse, because you're supposed to be helping them see the God that you serve and not showing them into the God that's not God. That's not the God, right? Because our God is faithful. He's loving. He's true. And so Daniel knew all he had to do was shut his mouth and get himself together so that God may get the glory. And God still protected him. God still covered him because he knew that all he had to do was respond. What is your response? How will you respond? How will you respond? Whatever you're going through, maybe you're not going through anything, but when you do go through something, how will you respond? If you get placed in that den, how will you respond? If your enemies attack you, how will you respond? How will you respond? But there's a song that says, my response is hallelujah. Hallelujah is the highest praise. How many of you know that in the midst of everything that's going on, my response will be hallelujah? Y'all, my response has been hallelujah for the longest. I'm talking about me personally. We all need that response. My response is hallelujah, yes and amen, God, because it doesn't feel good. But I know when I come out on the other side, I'm going to be greater. I'm going to be strong. I'm going to be mighty. I'm going to be wiser. I'm going to have the knowledge of the Lord. Can't nobody fool me at this point. Nobody. We ought to be not easily deceived and not so angry, but be careful what is coming out of our mouth, because the mouth is powerful. You can't speak death. You can't speak strife out of your mouth. You can't do that because God is listening. Your enemies may not be listening. And whoever you're talking to may not be listening. They may be ignoring you or whatever the case may be. But God is listening and he's trying to see how you're going to respond. So we have to learn to not give the devil credit and be quiet in a fair. And if Daniel died in that den, he knew he still had Christ. He knew he was dying for a good cause. Sometimes we can't have peace in our decisions because we did not uphold our side of the end. We are unsettled because we had unfinished business. Y'all, never get caught up in unfinished business. Never. But understand that if God puts you through something, you ought to come out better than ever. Coming out as gold. Coming out the fire as gold. And it doesn't deserve to be anything less than that. Nothing less than that. And if you do come out as not gold, or you come out scratched up, broken up, understand that it's because it was fake. It was fake. What you were putting on that front you was putting on, it was fake. So now you've been exposed. You've been exposed. Like the people that tried to expose Daniel, you was also exposed. You were not Daniel in that situation because you were doing something. You were caught blameful instead of blameless. Amen. So we always, always want to be caught blameless in the eyesight of God. And so everyone decided to worship. And y'all, also it said that when the king decided to take Daniel out, it said that the children and their wives, when he put the other men in there, the children and the wives, y'all, God said he's gonna do the enemies and everybody with the enemies. Don't worry about who teamed up on you. Don't worry about how big the devil came, who the devil came with. It seemed like every time you go through one thing, five other things come with it. Every time you get pushed back, you get pushed all the way back, thousands of steps back. Don't worry about that, because understand that God can push you forward. God is going to bring you through your breakthrough, but you have to be obedient and blameless. God is helping his people in this season. I know it doesn't look like it and feel like it, but God is saying, yes, they may have diagnosed you with 5 different million things. It seems like you've been sick for a while now. It seems like you've been going through. It seems like your body been aching. It seems like you keep going backwards. It seems like every time you try to do good, you can't. It seems like everybody always talking about you. Everybody always got something to say negative. Nobody speaks positivity into you. Nobody want to hang out with you. Nobody want to, you know, be your lover. Nobody want to date you. Nobody want to treat you good. And God is like, just keep your eyes on me. It is not about that. Life is not about that. Life is better than that. Life is more than that. Life is more to that then. Life is better than that then, actually. And some of us need to be humbled in that den. Some of us need to be humbled in that den. And so the lions, they only eat up what is weak. Okay, hear me when I say this. The lion will only devour what is weak. That's why the Bible says the devil seek whom he may. Whom he may. So don't become the may because you're weak. But be strong in the Lord. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Have joy in knowing if you hush your mouth, it's not because you're weak. It's not because you're soft. It's because you're saved. Know the difference and understand that everything doesn't need a response. Your only response should be hallelujah. Because the lions are only going to eat up what is weak. Not strong. The lions know God made lions and animals and tigers and bears. They know now. Don't get it confused. Yes, they're different. Yes, they're powerful. But don't get it confused. We all should have faith that, Lord, for God I live and for God I die. I want to look the lion in the face. Look your devil in the face. Talk to your situation. The Bible says, vengeance is mine, said the Lord. So you ought to look to your situation. Look to your devil. Look to your demon. Look to that spirit. Speak to your faith. Talk back. Instead of talking, hear me when I say this. Instead of talking about your faith, speak to your faith. Instead of talking about your marriage, instead of talking about your relationship, instead of talking about your bills, speak to your bills. Speak to your marriage. Instead of talking about your children, speak to your children. Declare the power, the authority, the obedience of the Lord. Speak to that. Speak to your situation. Speak to your wallet. Speak to your finances. Speak to your business. Declare it to align up. Speak to your body. Speak to your mind. When the enemy tries to come to your mind and talk about depression and talk about suicidal and bring up headaches, speak to it and say, no, my mind is healed. I am a child of God. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I declare and decree everything to align up according to the will of God. Speak to your situation. Instead of talking about it, we do too much talking with our mouth. We have 2 ears and 1 mouth for a reason. That's why we're supposed to be listening instead of talking. Listening, talking, 2 eyes to see. 2 eyes and 2 ears, y'all, that is not by coincidence. 1 mouth, okay, hello. I don't care what you go through. We have to learn to keep our mouth shut. Keep our mouth shut. And learn to hear the voice of the Lord. Turn everything off. Turn the music off. Turn the TV off. Turn social media off. And hear the voice of the Lord. Get out of everything that you're going through and hear the voice of the Lord. If you have children, speak to them. Tell them about the God that you serve, no matter how young that they are. I don't care if they're under the age of 1. Talk to them about the Lord, that so when they get older, they will not depart from the Lord. I don't care if you're older, if you have children and they have departed from the Lord, speak to them. Do not give up on them. If they're acting out of disobedience, if you're friends, speak to your friends, speak to the situation. Speak to that devil in them. Don't speak up. Don't talk about them. Don't do that, because you're showing what you're not. You're showing the person that you really are. You're showing yourself. You're showing your tail. You're showing your tail, the backside of you. They only seen the front, but they only seen the front, the disguise, but now you showing your tail. You was showing what was behind you the whole time. You was showing you playing your cards the whole entire time. Do not do that, because it's going to get exposed one way or the other. Speak to your grace. Speak to your transcript. Speak on behalf of your faith. Stop talking about how much faith you got. Stop talking about how much you going through. Stop talking about telling people your problems. Some people want to hear your problems. Some of y'all talk too much about y'all problems, and people are plotting and praying on your problems. You don't even know it. All because you doing all that talking. Stop talking. Learn to stop talking. Ask God to shut your mouth up so that we can hear the voice of the Lord. Some of us, our problems can't get fixed because we keep talking more than we're praying about it. And God is saying, come to me, all that are brokenhearted. He know what you've gone through. He know that you're hurt. He know that you may not believe in him all the way. He know that you're questioning him. Why you're going through? Why? God is saying, whatever your lion is looking like, y'all, hear this. Whatever your lion is, he does not care how big that lion or that giant is in front of you. God is saying he will slay that giant dead. He will slay it dead in front of you for you to believe that he is real. You got to be placed before the giant, placed before the lion. For God to, he said he knows. He knows that roar is scary. He said he knows it's loud. He knows it's intimidating, but it has to take place. He has to place it before you for him to show you too that he can slay it before you. He's going to place it before you so he can slay it before you. He's going to do both. He's going to allow the enemy to come, but he's going to slay the enemy right in front of you. That's the God that we serve. God is so good. He's so good. Yes, he may allow the sickness to come upon your body, but he's going to slay the sickness right before you. My God, we thank you for slaying it right in front of our eyes. Even when we don't believe, Father, we'll thank you anyway, because you slay it in front of us. He's slaying your situation. He's killing it dead. He's deadening it right now in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is over the house that you're claiming. The blood of Jesus is over everything that you need. The blood of Jesus is over every suicidal thought that you shall live and you shall not die. God is giving a reminder to somebody right now. This is the reason that you shall live, because when you come out of that den, they're going to see the power and the strength of the Lord. My God, today, they ain't never seen the God that you serve, but after you come out of this, they shall see it. They shall see the glow of the Lord. I speak to your situation, that it shall come alive and you shall live according to the riches and the glory of the power of the Lord. God is so good, y'all. We're talking about Easter coming up, and Jesus resurrected. He rose from the dead, and God is gonna bring every dead situation alive in your life. I prophesy right now in the name of Jesus, and I speak to your situation that everything that looks dead, God is commanding it to live in the name of Jesus. Everything that you thought he wasn't gonna do, I speak it in the name of Jesus, that you shall come up out of that den. You shall come out of the hand of the giant, that you will not die in this. This too shall pass. That weeping may endure for the night, but joy is gonna come in the morning in the name of Jesus. Y'all, I'm sorry I'm getting churchy, but I feel this thing. Y'all know that's my favorite thing to say. I feel this thing in my sanctified stomach. I do, because I want to see y'all on the greater thing and the greater things of God, because many people are just questioning God's authority and questioning God's existence because of what they're going through. And we can see that Daniel is the reason. Daniel is an example of God's grace and mercy. And even though Daniel was blameless, God is still saving those that are blameful, because he loves you. Jesus loves you. God loves you. He cares so much about you that he's going to bring you, take you out of the hands of evil anyway. He may have to place it before you for you to see what it looks like, but it's not to intimidate you or hurt you. It's only to show you that he's still going to take you up and place you on a solid ground, because he loves you. He adores you. He cares so much about you. He'll never put more on you than you can bear. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you, y'all. So I believe that that's all that I have on today. I pray you all remain blessed. But understand that you have if you're going through something, you have the devil's attention. And so, yes, what you're going through, it may be rough. It may be hard. It may be hurtful, but understand that God is still going to show himself So, Father, I pray right now, God, that your people open their eyes, God, and open their hearts, God, and silence the noise in their hearts, God, in the name of Jesus. And may they live and not die, God, in that den. But may you bring them out of the hands of evil, God, in the name of Jesus, for the Lord's Prayer. In the Lord's Prayer, God, you talk about delivering us from evil. And so we need you to deliver us from evil. We need you to take authority and full control, Father. We surrender our lives to you on today and forevermore, God, that you have control, God, that even though what we're going through, we're going to come out on top, God, because you are good and worthy of all the praise. And even when we're blameful, God, you're blameless. And so we give you the power and authority that you need to do what you have to do, God, to get the glory, that the devil will not get the glory. You will be glorified while the devil is horrified. And so we thank you. May the blood of Jesus be over us all, God. We need you like never before, God. Protect our vehicles. Protect us, God. And we thank you. We thank you, God. That vengeance is yours, God. We can't handle it like you can handle it, God. We can't slay the devil like you can. So we place the knife. We place the sword. We place the gun. We place everything in your hand, God, that you, God, will deliver us, God. You will bring us out, God, that we will not be able to say we did it. God, we want no, Lord God, no way to say that we did it, but only you get the glory. Only you can say you did it, because that's how powerful that you are. We will not take your credit. I speak to it, God, that we will not take your credit. So we thank you. I command the rest of their day to be blessed and highly favored. We give you all the glory and honor and praise, and it's in Jesus' name. You all be blessed. I love you with the love of Christ. I pray that there's nothing that comes in between you. You all make sure you fast. Of course, I will continue to still pray and get on here and speak the word of the Lord. I apologize again for it being late. But you know, I just had to work, and so I didn't have time, but I'm thankful that it was right on time. Anyway, this is the word from the Lord, and so I'm gonna continue to remind you guys to pray as Easter is coming up. And y'all, it's one time out the year that this happened. Do not take this for granted. Do not take this for granted. I know you may not want to, but make sure that you give God the glory that is due to his name. Do not shortchange him, because he never shortchanges us. So make sure we do all that we can for the Lord. I love you all. Make sure you DM me if you ever need prayer and anything like that. I'm working behind the scenes. God is working behind the scenes. I'm trying to get everything together. All the information, I'll have that for you, everything that God has in store. God is doing his big one, but as soon as I can get everything out, I will let you all know. But you all DM me if you ever need prayer, if you ever want to talk about anything, I'm here. So I just thank the Lord for everything that he's done. I have some exciting news. I'll release it later. But I love you all. You all stay tuned. Next episode will more than likely be back on Wednesday, I pray. If something changes, I'll probably post it on social media. But I love you all. You all stay blessed.